Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Real Estate License Exams for Dummies Book Plore. Practice Exams, Plore 5205 Flashcards Online, is a test preparation guide for aspiring real estate agents who need to pass a licensing exam. Written by John A. Yogel, a certified real estate instructor with professional teaching experience, the book is designed as a practical study aid rather than a theoretical overview of the industry. It covers the core subject areas commonly tested on real estate exams, including contracts, mortgage types, real estate taxes, and other foundational licensing material. The book also includes 4 full practice exams and 525 online flashcards, which extend its usefulness beyond reading by giving learners repeated exposure to exam-style questions and recall practice. Its purpose is straightforward: help readers build enough familiarity, structure, and test readiness to approach the real estate license exam with confidence and a clearer grasp of the material most likely to appear on the test. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, contracts, mortgages, taxation. The book is built around the specific body of knowledge tested on real estate licensing exams, which makes it different from a general introduction to the profession. Instead of trying to cover every possible aspect of real estate in depth, it concentrates on the concepts candidates actually need to recognize and apply under exam conditions. That includes the legal and financial basics that shape property transactions, along with terminology that often appears in licensing questions. This focus matters because exam preparation is less about broad reading and more about targeted mastery of the official content areas by organizing material around licensing needs. The book helps readers avoid wasting time on secondary topics and directs attention to the subjects most likely to affect test performance. For candidates with limited preparation time, that structure is especially useful because it supports efficient study and clearer prioritization. Secondly, full practice exams. One of the book's most practical features is the inclusion of 4 full practice exams. These are important because licensing success depends on more than memorizing definitions. It also requires familiarity with question formats, pacing, and the way concepts are combined on the actual test. Practice exams help learners move from passive review to active recall, which is a stronger measure of readiness. They also reveal weak areas that may not be obvious during reading, such as confusion between similar terms or uncertainty about applying a rule to a scenario. In the licensing context, that diagnostic value is significant because it allows candidates to adjust their study plan before the real exam. 4 separate tests also create enough repetition to build confidence without making the material feel overly repetitive. The result is a study process that simulates exam pressure while still serving as a learning instrument. Thirdly, online flashcards. The 5025 online flashcards extend the book's study system by giving readers a compact way to rehearse key facts repeatedly. Flashcards are particularly effective for real estate license preparation because the exam often requires fast recognition of technical vocabulary, legal distinctions, and regulatory terms. Rather than asking the learner to reread long explanations, flashcards force immediate retrieval, which improves retention and helps make definitions more accessible under timed conditions. Their online format also adds flexibility, allowing candidates to review material in short sessions instead of only during dedicated study blocks. This matters for exam prep because consistent repetition is often more effective than occasional long study periods. The large number of flashcards suggests that the book is intended to support comprehensive review across many topic areas, not just a few central concepts. As a result, they function as a bridge between chapter-based study and exam day recall, reinforcing the book's practical orientation. Fourthly, test-taking strategies. Beyond content review, the book emphasizes test-taking strategies and study techniques, which is a major strength in the licensing exam category. Many candidates know the material at a basic level but still struggle because they do not manage time well, misread questions, or lose confidence when multiple answers seem plausible. A guide that addresses strategy as well as subject matter helps bridge that gap. In this case, the value lies in teaching readers how to approach the exam itself, not just what to study. That includes developing habits such as careful reading, elimination of distractors, and disciplined review of weak points. The book's step-by-step style, as described in the available material, also matters because it can make dense or technical information easier to absorb. For learners who feel intimidated by licensing exams, this combination of content and strategy offers a more complete preparation model than a simple cram sheet or question bank. Lastly, author expertise and dummies accessibility. The book stands out partly because of who wrote it and partly because of how it is presented. John A. Yogel is identified as a certified real estate instructor and a former board member of the Real Estate Educators Association, which gives the guide professional credibility. That background matters in an exam preparation book because readers need confidence that the explanations reflect current licensing priorities and educational practice. At the same time, the dummy's format is known for making technical subjects approachable without oversimplifying them. That combination of authority and accessibility is important for a subject like real estate licensing, where learners may be entering the field for the first time and need clear explanations of complex material. The book is therefore positioned as both a practical study tool and a structured introduction to the exam environment. Its value comes not from academic depth, but from its ability to translate required knowledge into a form that is usable for ordinary test preparation. In conclusion, this book should be read by anyone preparing for a real estate licensing exam who wants a structured, exam-oriented study resource rather than a general real estate overview. It is especially useful for first-time candidates, self-study learners, and readers who benefit from a mix of explanation, repetition, and practice testing. The main practical advantage is that it combines core subject review with four practice exams and a large set of online flashcards, so it supports both understanding and recall. That makes it more complete than books that only summarize concepts or only provide question banks. It also stands out because the content is framed by an experienced real estate instructor, which strengthens its credibility in a field where licensing rules and exam emphasis matter. Compared with similar exam prep guides, its appeal lies in its balance of clarity, breadth, and study tools. It is not trying to be the most advanced book on real estate. It is trying to be a reliable, efficient pathway to exam readiness. For that purpose, its format and focus are well matched to the needs of aspiring agents. If you would like to support John A. Yogel, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.